While the rest of us are making New Year's resolutions, maybe corporations could resolve to get a little more diverse when they hire new workers. On this week's Techonomics, host Jason Middleton looks at hiring people from the autism spectrum and how different hiring programs are helping job applicants and bottom line for companies. After the two autism chats, we turn to homes, as in, is buying a home in San Francisco a better investment than, say, buying shares of Facebook or Apple? What if you just bought gold? And finally, will 2017 be the year of the electric car? For real? We've seen false starts for EVs before, but Chevy, Tesla, and others are charging ahead with their electric vehicles. All that and a little more on this week's Techonomics, starting now on KGO 810.
You must be raving mad. We're on the air. Look, what's the idea? Come back here.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Techonomics. I am your host. I go by Jason Middleton. We start this week with some car news, but it's not our usual take on technology and automobiles. We'll have that again soon and towards the end of the show. No, this week's story angle is on car makers hiring workers who are on the autism spectrum. According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than 3.5 million Americans live with an autism spectrum disorder. That's one in every 68 births as of 2015. And of those people on the spectrum and of working age, the unemployment rate is 90%. So this week we took a longer look at a pilot program from Ford Motor Company. They put in place a program where managers in product development volunteered to onboard autistic colleagues. And the 2016 pilot program is rapidly expanding in 2017.
We are looking at a couple of additional departments within product development, and information technology has also indicated interest. And a third department will likely be looking at as well, but we have not yet.
The auto industry is adding those with autism, but we should also mention that Silicon Valley has been a leading sector with this kind of hiring specialization. It's a rather rare part of success in a workplace diversity issue that has confronted Silicon Valley for decades. Here's my chat with a Ford executive about the autism hiring program.
My name is Kirsten Queen, and I am the manager for corporate diversity and inclusion at Ford Motor Company.
Kirsten, thanks for joining us. I'm looking at a headline that intrigued my producer and myself. Ford steps up effort to hire people with autism. And let's just go 30,000 foot view. Tell me about the program and how you got to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Ford believes that working with individuals with autism not only contributes to our business objectives and enhances diversity within our workforce, but it also adheres to our desire to contribute to a better world through collaboration with and support of those in the community around us. We chose to focus on autism first because of the high rate of underemployment and unemployment of this population. Research actually indicates that up to 90% of this population is unemployed or unemployed, relative to a rate that averages about 70% for other disabilities. But high percentages, approximately 50% of individuals with autism spectrum disorder have average and above average intelligence. So we thought we could provide a work opportunity to these people who wanted to pursue a career.
You know, I've hired and fired for teams at different companies, and you obviously are in a position where hiring and firing is kind of a big deal. I think people forget sometimes that companies have to invest a lot in new employees. And I'm wondering what value are you seeing in these particular colleagues of yours with autism?
Well, that's a great question. We've gotten some great feedback from the operations participants in the program. So actually the supervisors and coworkers of these, the four individuals that participated in our pilot, one of them told us that there's a new energy in their workplace. There's a huge positive spirit, and these individuals brought a love of work to Ford. And when you have a team member that loves their work, it spreads to all employees and the journey for many improve. So we've really seen an uptick in morale in the departments in which these pilot participants work.
That's great, because often morale is not quantifiable. So it takes somebody in a position such as yours with diversity and inclusion to kind of corral that and kind of make that a story to tell internally.
Absolutely.
And externally. Yeah, no, I think it's marvelous. I'm wondering, what kind of roles are you filling with autistic colleagues?
Well, initially we started the program in a small area of product development in vehicle evaluation and verification. It's kind of one of our testing areas. We identified four kind of distinct roles. One example of the roles is in our vehicle test lab, where an employee logs and preps tires for test vehicles used by engineers to test and assess vehicles for product development. All of the jobs were proposed by supervisors very interested in participating in the program. That was one of our keys to success as well, that we wanted supervisors who were involved to volunteer. This wasn't assigned to anyone, so we had a huge level of enthusiasm to make the program a success. So the supervisors raised their hands. Autism Alliance of Michigan took a look at the work that they had and helped us confirm that this work would be complementary to the typical skills of someone with autism. And Autism Alliance of Michigan qualified that for us as highly structured, requiring a great deal of focus and calling for a high attention to detail and organization. So the roles are really kind of focused around that, like that tire prep job that I mentioned.
Right. And this is a pilot program, we should mention again, but you are expanding the program. Can you take us through a quick overview of the expansion?
Our pilot program actually has concluded. We found that it was very successful. We ended up hiring all four people for positions in product development. And our expansion that's taking place in 2017, we decided to do that based on the success of the pilot. As I mentioned, we started small in one targeted area of product development, and this enabled us to focus on implementing the right way as we go forward. We wanted to take the time to understand what worked well and what processes could be enhanced for a larger scale rollout. So next year, we are looking at a couple of additional departments within product development, and information technology has also indicated interest. And a third department will likely be looking at as well, but we have not yet formally announced that. And between the three areas, we're looking at about 12 to 24 additional positions in 2017.
All right. Well, we're speaking with Kirsten Queen. She's the manager of diversity and inclusion at Ford. We're talking about a pilot program that has recently closed and expanded with the hiring of autistic colleagues at Ford. Diversity and inclusion. Pretty cool title. Pretty cool office, I'm sure. Pretty cool view of Dearborn out the window. I'm wondering, what else are you working on right now when it comes to diversity and inclusion?
Oh, well, we have an outstanding structure at Ford. We have a long-standing pride in our diversity and inclusion of our workforce. And what our office focuses on is aligning not only our internal strategies within all of our colleagues, not only within the United States, but also regionally and globally, to ensure that we're all working collectively together to create the most inclusive work environment that we possibly can. Ford has 10 formal employee resource groups with whom we liaise to understand better interests and needs of different types of demographic groups within Ford Motor Company. One of those is Ford employees dealing with disabilities. And we have executive sponsors that provide leadership to each of those employee resource groups as well. So there's a lot of visibility, support, and excitement around the types of synergies that those groups can help us provide and insights that those groups can help us provide as well.
Well, that's a very robust response to a part of the workforce that really needs to be responded to and addressed. And it sounds like Ford is really the tip of the spear, and we hope that other companies are listening as well. We've long on this show had a theme of corporate social responsibility, and we want it to be part of a quarterly report. Sounds like you guys are ahead of the game, and maybe if that ever comes to pass, you will already have done your homework.
We're quite pleased with the progress that we've made, and we're looking forward to understanding how we can go even further.
Kirsten, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Jason.
That was Kirsten Queen, Corporate Manager for Diversity and Inclusion at Ford Motor Company. The pilot program for hiring those on the autism spectrum will grow from 4 hires in one product development division to about 24 hires in 4 different divisions at Ford this year. The success of the program shows yet again the right person with the right skills and the right job is not just teed up for personal success, but can vastly benefit the bottom line while also burnishing a company's social responsibility image. If you'd like a link to these and any of our segments for use as a podcast, please check out KGORadio.com/Techonomics or just about anywhere else you harvest your own podcasts. And by the way, this music bed here, it's from a six-piece band called The Autistics with an X. It's six musicians at various places on the spectrum. We have a link up at Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. The song is called Just the Same. Coming up after the break, we have part two of our look at autism in the workplace. We have a national foundation that helps not only train those with autism, but also helps place them in various industries. I'm Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Please come on back.